Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio, continuing our spring previews here with Mark Howard, head coach of the Pella Girls soccer team, coming off of another great season, a top four finish in Class 2A. And the exciting piece is, Mark, you have a ton of talent returning. There's a couple of key players from last year's team you're missing, namely the program's all-time leading score getter. But on top of that, as I said, a lot of surrounding pieces back. What's that transition been like? For the first time in a long time, you don't maybe have that elite on the top player that you've had for the last couple of years, but you do have a lot of opportunity and a lot of potential.
Andrew, that's my line. I'm supposed to be saying that about the good and the bad about the spring season. The bad is, of course, Abby's not here anymore, and she's going to be successful at Iowa. The good thing is we have nine seniors, and we have a lot of goal scorers that I think can pick up the slack there. And they may not, one individual won't score 30 or 40 goals by any means, but when you have three or four different players that can score 10 or 12, it's easier, it's harder to stop for the opposition. So we're excited about that, and we have good numbers. We have 13 freshmen coming in, and that's exciting. And they've played a lot of soccer, and they'll fit in and do a really good job too. So it's exciting.
Well, for our listeners who aren't familiar, a lot of names I'm sure they heard, especially if they did follow soccer a year ago, a lot of players all over the field that'll be key contributors. Who are those that you're looking to for leadership or for some of those transition changes to help kind of offset some of the losses from last year's team?
Well, we've got a couple seniors. Bree Shannon, I think we can count on her for 10 or 12 or maybe more goals. She really came in and did a good job at her first year here in Pella last year. Claire Smock is a really good tennis player, but she's also a great athlete for us on the soccer pitch. And I think, we can count on, not thinking ahead too far, but I think it's not a stretch to say that those two could score 10, 12, 15 goals. And then Lizzie Newman is another threat that starts in the midfield and comes up almost like a third forward, and I think she could compete for a dozen goals as well. And Avery Hunzinger on the outside usually plays center mid on the outside, and she is a strong player, and she's even stronger this spring, and I think she's good for several goals from the outside. So will we have one person with 30 or 40 goals? No, but I think we can easily score 40 or more goals.
Well, and the exciting part about that is that last year, a lot of the work in progress was your defense, right? You had graduated a lot of your defense, your goalkeeper, and a lot of your back line. This year, a lot of you'll see the benefit of some of those growing pains, I'm sure. A very experienced group, really from the midfield back, that I'm sure you're very excited about.
Yeah. Okay, so we only lose two seniors. One was our center back, Lexi Bryant, and our forward, Abby Warner. So we had to revamp last year our whole defense, and it really worked out pretty well for us. Maddie Holland has a lot of experience in goalkeeper for us, and I expect her to be just a rock for us in the back, and our defense in general has improved a lot. We might have to experiment a little bit with somebody new in the middle on defense, but I've got some people in mind, and I think that'll work out for us.
Well, and from there, you mentioned a lot of seniors on the roster. So leadership-wise, one of those things where it's like, I'm sure one of the benefits of not graduating a big senior class is a lot of those girls as juniors, and even some of your current juniors this year, you have a ton of girls who have played 2 years of varsity or more.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we definitely have a lot of experience. Several girls that are seniors now that played varsity since they were freshmen. So to watch them become leaders and bring this team to make it the best it can be will be exciting. I think I've got several of those girls in mind. Typically, we do not name our captains. They kind of evolve into the captain spot by themselves, and then we rotate some through. But it'll be interesting this spring to see who steps forward and wants to be a good leader, and expect that we'll have plenty of those.
Here with Mark Howard, head coach of the Pella Girls soccer team, this interview is powered by Hy-Vee as we preview the upcoming spring season. So let's shift gears to the schedule. Obviously, as a multiple-time state qualifying team, in order to get there, you often want to see the best. You'll get it through the Little Hawkeye Conference, and we'll talk about that in a second. But once again, your non-conference really built with the intent of getting yourself ready for the postseason.
Yeah, our schedule this year is a little strange, if you ask me what I think about it, but it is what it is. We have developed a really tough schedule over the last 5 or 6 years. And this year, so this Thursday we play Knoxville here in our one-time scrimmage that we get. But then we go on the road for 5 straight games and don't come home until we play Gilbert on, I think it's April 17th. So we'll get to know each other pretty well. We go to Winterset on April 1st, then April 4th, which is a Friday, we play Ankeny at Ankeny. And then the very next day at Ankeny, we play Valley, the largest team high school in the state. So that'll be a good challenge for us. And that gets us right after it quickly.
Well, and in terms of your state prospects, the Little Hawkeye Conference has been very predictive, especially with the success that DCG has had and the program that they've built up there and Norwalk with their recent success as well. There's no doubt that the conference on top of that will also get you ready and probably give you a good barometer for where you stand in the state.
Yeah, you're right. So we have 13 freshmen. We are going to have a couple freshman games. And not to elude your question, but one of those freshman games will be with our arch nemesis, Norwalk, that's in our conference. And we'll have a freshman game with them, then also with DCG. And DCG, of course, is the 2-time defending state champion. They got beat by North Polk in the championship game 6-1. And when we played them in our regular schedule, we lost 3-2. So we can compete with them, but I'm not sure how good they're going to be this year exactly, but I'm sure they're going to be pretty tough, and we'll do our best to compete and see where the chips land.
Well, and I think that's the overall fun part, right? A lot of these girls have been to state 2 times now in a row last couple of seasons and have played some significant minutes there. But obviously the trick has been getting from the top 4 down to the top 2 and having a chance for a title. What are the things in your mind for this team, knowing that that's probably the end goal is to be one of the top teams and to have a chance to compete for a state title? What are the things you think that they need to do this spring to get themselves ready? A, to enjoy the journey, right? You want them to do that. But B, if they want to be the best team in the state, what are the things you think that they'll be working on to get there?
I think the seniors are a big key in that question. They need to come together and be really good leaders and kind of befriend the younger players and kind of bring them along. So they, we had a meeting before practice last night, and I said, this schedule is really tough, and I don't want you to get down because we get pummeled by a couple teams. It's not about that. It's about getting better along the way and believing in ourselves and getting better to the point where we know what we can do and who we can compete with. And we're playing all these bigger 3A schools. When we play 2A schools, this can be a different story. I told the story about Xavier being a 7-time state champ team going to the state tournament, and they'd have a record of like 11-7 or something similar to that. But that's only because they played the bigger schools around the Cedar Rapids area. And once they got to state with that not so good record, they started beating up on people. So it can be done, and you just have to have a positive attitude and believe in yourselves and believe in the whole process along the way.
Well, it should be a whole lot of fun. Again, the Pella Girls soccer team opening action, competition action next week at Winterset. The head coach, Mark Howard, joining us here. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Mark, appreciate your time, and we'll get to see you out there on the pitch soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.